Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. The easiest way to get more sales is to get more chances to sell. We used one simple conversational funnel to casually book 121 qualified sales opportunities in less than 2 weeks in a brand new market where we had zero presence and zero connections, all without spending on ads, doing cold outreach, or posting endlessly on social media. This is the new way to close high-ticket clients for 2025, and it only takes minutes to start booking calls. Download the blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Nicolas Spezio. Nicolas is a financial expert at Expo Group focused on bridging the gap between founders and investors. He specializes in mergers and acquisitions, evaluating risks, financial due diligence, ensuring successful transactions, and post-merger integration success. His ability to convert raw data into usable insights and his knack for uncovering hidden risks makes him invaluable for financial sponsors, entrepreneurs, and investment bankers. So, Nicolas, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
That's a great question. It's been actually like a boom in terms of the number of people that have reached out and the number of companies that I think are trying to innovate in the financial marketplace, especially within mergers and acquisitions, and trying to develop some sort of AI module or program or concept that can help buyers and sellers, advisors, lawyers, expedite what is this kind of arduous, complicated, complex, long M&A cycle between buying and selling a business. So we've just seen a lot of interest and a lot of companies come out with different things that they're trying to do. For us in the financial and tax due diligence space, we see a lot of different targets on a lot of different financial systems, a lot of different systems in general in terms of payroll systems. And what comes of those is a lot of different data sets and a lot of different data in various structure formats. Some is unstructured, some of it is semi-structured, some of it is fully structured, but there's a lot of cleansing of the data. And then once the data is cleansed, there's a lot of analysis that goes into it. And so leveraging the power of AI is a huge thing for us that we're trying to integrate into our process to not only expedite our process, make things more efficient and cost efficient for our clients, but also to gain further and deeper insights into our target, the targets and the companies that they're looking to buy as well.
That's interesting. What would be a practical application for that you use for your business?
Yeah, definitely. So you could have a business that's invoicing out of, we do a lot of software deals. So our clients are private equity backed platforms that are looking to execute a rollout or a roll-up strategy, an add-on strategy where they buy various, vertical SaaS or vertical software businesses. And so a lot of the companies that we review have their own proprietary invoicing detail. So meaning they've built their own software technology to actually invoice their customers. And with that comes a lot of unstructured data sets. So what we need to do is actually take that data and use some sort of tool, whether that be Power Query or Alteryx or just even Excel, and wrangling that data, manipulating the data, cleansing the data, and putting it into a structured format for us to then analyze what revenue looks like per customer on an invoice level detail, and then restating that revenue based on the accounting standards.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, there's a lot of time that goes into like that actual manipulation of the data and getting it into a usable format, both from like a revenue and invoice perspective as well as a payroll perspective. And then there's just a lot in terms of like the GL and how the accounting systems work, how it's organized, what different memos say as part of the invoice or the general ledger, what vendors are, and then just understanding what those vendors actually do and what accounts they really should be in to reclassify and restate the financial statements to get the correct cuts on what is actually cost of sales? How does that affect gross profit margin? What's actually an R&D type vendor? What's G&A? What's sales and marketing? What's a CRM? So that's a lot of the manual work that we do in terms of reviewing the underlying detail and data that I think AI could really step in and help us organize, understand, and start to move a lot quicker.
So are you using AI right now for that, or are you beginning to implement it?
I use ChatGPT. I can give a list of vendors and say like, hey, like please organize this list of vendors for me and provide a detailed listing of what they actually do and let me know what you think this cost department would be based on this target industry. So if it's a software business and it's call it HubSpot, they would give me this is a CRM used for sales and marketing purposes. The correct cost department would be sales and marketing. And then we can take that matrix and then compare against what it's historically been and then understand if we need to reclass those vendors into the correct accounts. So it's very helpful for like quickly understanding what population looks like, outputting matrices, and then kind of X lookuping and manipulating the data how we need to get the financial statements correct.
That's awesome. Have you found that sometimes maybe you're working on something and the AI hallucinates and makes things up?
AI, ChatGPT is not perfect, especially what I have found in a very complicated sector or niche like M&A, where a lot of it is an art versus a science, and there's a lot of negotiation and there's a lot that changes and can change as you negotiate and get closer to close. But for the most part, it's super helpful for me to like almost use AI as a peer and be able to bounce ideas off of, and even to like kind of go through like prompts with it, be like, I do it all the time. I did it this past weekend as I prepared for sort of a negotiation with the sell side, and I knew what points they were going to negotiate in terms of what their stance was on deferred revenue and what their stance was on accrued payroll expenses and whether that was going to sit in working capital versus debt-like items and how that sort of changes the purchase price. So I was like, all right, let me play the buyer. ChatGPT, Uncle Chet, you play the seller, and let's just kind of debate and go through. And then I flipped the roles and I played the seller, and ChatGPT played the buyer, and I could kind of see both perspectives and how I then wanted to frame my sort of negotiation on Monday morning when we went to this call. So it's been super helpful and impactful for me to kind of like have something to play these different roles with and get these different perspectives. And, it does do a pretty good job of that.
I think that's a pretty great way to use it. It sounds to me like you were role playing with ChatGPT,
I do it all the time.
and I love that because I use it to brainstorm, and then it helps me to create more ideas or to like just have different perspectives. But to use it like you were describing, all right, I'm gonna be the buyer right now. All right, and now I'm gonna be the seller, and I imagine that it helps you get into ideas or maybe objections that you maybe didn't think about, and you have the opportunity to obliterate all those objections right there and then get there to the to your call and just like slay.
Definitely. It gives me a deeper horizon and a deeper perspective for both sides quickly. And it just helps me see the full both sides. And I think it makes me a better advisor. It helps me be a better, just person in the marketplace to understand both perspectives. It makes the conversations much less contentious, actually, too, which I've been part of very, very, tough conversations between buy side and sell side because there's real dollars on the table that are potentially evaporating or being paid. And so it really matters. And it's nice to have that frame point. And I could see from 4 years ago when ChatGPT wasn't being used to now, I definitely have a better structure for how I can go into these meetings, how I can prepare things, how I can prepare data books, how I can prepare playbooks and templates. It works really well, I've found, with prompting it correctly. And sometimes it takes a couple of different ways to prompt it, but it definitely has helped me. It also helps me with emails too. And also it helps me with reviews and like softening reviews and just it's really helped me with a plethora of different things that I do in my day-to-day business.
What would be a framework that you would suggest the audience that they can use for prompting?
So it really depends on what the subject is that you want to prompt to. So it usually takes me like 2 to 3 different sentences or ways to get it to the right prompt. And like, for example, for this perspective, I'd be like, I have a client who wants to keep deferred revenue as a debt-like item. However, these are the implications of keeping it as working capital. Sell side advisor sees it like this. Can you please play the sell side advisor and I'll play the buy side advisor and let's try to negotiate how we each can kind of come to a middle ground. And then we'll just go back and forth. And
That's
if it doesn't,
awesome.
yeah, if it doesn't come out right the first time, like I'll just kind of reset the prompt and then we'll redo it. And then we kind of reverse roles and I get it to a point where like I get exactly what I want. And then I get the summary of the conversation into like more usable format. I can kind of put that into agenda. And then I use that as I go into my calls and kind of have the various points, the buyer's point, the seller's point, how we see it, and then I can use it in my defense. So it's helped me a lot, tremendously, truly.
That's pretty cool, man. So, Nicholas, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Absolutely. So we serve both buyers and sellers that are potentially buying a business. So that could be private equity funds, that could be private equity backed platforms that are being accretive through acquisition and adding on other companies that are either vertical acquisitions or horizontal acquisitions. We work with lenders that are underwriting deals. We work with entrepreneurs through acquisition, independent sponsors, really a plethora of different buyers that are trying to either buy a number of businesses or even their first business, and helping to review the financial statements of the target to assess the health of that business, understand the revenue, whether it's recurring or non-recurring, what their adjusted EBITDA looks like. And then we also help sellers as well. And on the sell side, we help them prepare to go to market. We work with investment bankers. We work with sellers. We get their financials in a good place. We get everything defendable. So when they do go to market and they start to pitch to a number of different buyers, they understand exactly what the business is worth. They understand working capital. They understand debt and debt-like. There's no real surprises. There can't really be any retrades. We feel really strong going into the process. So those are really our two main kind of verticals of clients that we serve.
Amazing. How can the people find you?
LinkedIn is probably the best way. Feel free to message me on LinkedIn, or you can always email me, nicholas.spezio@expogroup.com.
Perfect. So we're going to wrap up here. Thanks to our guest, Nicolas Petit, for coming us and for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting his LinkedIn or going to nicholas.spezio.
Dot
At
com.
dot com. Thank you. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you in a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels, especially the 90% of us who aren't curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time. If you want to stuff your calendar with qualified and motivated ideal clients who want what you have, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.